You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It's a Tuesday afternoon. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. Don Day is here now to take a look at the weather forecast with us. Let's start in the Midwest. Don, things are going to be wet over the next several days. Tell me how widespread the rainfall will be, what kind of accumulations we might have, and how long it'll keep producers looking at fields rather than working in them.
Well, there's plenty of wet weather to come. We've got a series of weather systems that will be moving across the nation's midsection. About every 3 or 4 days, a fairly significant system is going to move on through. Now, standing on their own, the amounts of precipitation with each one will probably be about a half inch, an inch, inch and a half as they move on by. But you're going to add these up, these frequent storm systems over time, it's going to end up being a fair amount. We're also going to have to be worried about severe weather. Thursday in particular is a day that we'll need to watch out, especially across Illinois, sections of Indiana, for the threat of some strong thunderstorm activity. It's a busy weather pattern, as you'd expect in spring. I guess if there's a little bit of silver lining in some of the clouds is that it's going to be in the form of rain, not the white stuff. Temperatures are going to be moderating a little bit, but it really does look like it will be frequently wet for the next couple of weeks.
If we get a little further out past the 2-week period, do you see it drying out at that point? And I know that's a long ways out, but that's really what producers would like.
Yeah, I think what we're going to see is a transition, slow transition to the wet being more in the west, which is would be good news for those folks as they need it. And it will be getting gradually starting to get warmer across the Midwest and Corn Belt. But we will see this pattern of frequency of systems coming in, triggering the chances of rain, at least for 2 or 3 weeks, being pretty high. Now, maybe as we get towards that first week of May, things might settle down a little bit. But there's nothing that screams real warm and dry yet for anywhere in the Midwest.
Hey, for the Minnesota, South Dakota, and Nebraska area, they've been pretty dry. Will they be the recipient of some of this rainfall as well?
They will. Now, I think that there is going to be an area in the states you mentioned that if there's a concern of it staying dry and being persistently dry, that's an area I am a little bit concerned about, the Dakotas, Minnesota, possibly Nebraska as well. Now, I do see Nebraska in particular getting into a more active weather pattern. So the Western Plains states, which have had a pretty dry winter season, it does look better for them, but there's going to be some pockets of dryness and likely in those northern plains.
And then if you could take me through California, they continue to suffer.
They do, but I am cautiously optimistic. It starts today. In fact, today, rain and snow heading into the central and northern portions of California. The Sierra Nevada will pick up several feet of snow over the course of the next couple of days, especially in the northern end of the range. Even Southern California will get a little rain, and we see a couple of storm systems, maybe three, possibly impacting California over the next 3 weeks.
Okay, thanks so much. We do appreciate it.
Thank you.
That is Don Day. He's with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. And it wraps up this edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm Todd Gleason.